Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass series, where together with 40 experts, Sharina and I are helping you manage your mindset and your energy to create an epic life and business that you love. And I'm so excited to bring today's guest on. I've been following her for a couple of years now, and the moment I heard that we were co-creating this summit with Sharina, I said, we need to have Sandra on this because she brings such a spectacular and different energy. I'm super excited to learn from her today. Sandra Ray is one of Ireland's foremost spiritual teachers. Named the perfect guide by Women's Way magazine, she has a genuine passion for helping women to tap into their spiritual power to create their dream life. She is the host of the Fiercely Spiritual podcast and founder of the Fiercely Spiritual family. I love that word, fierce. And fierce and spiritual doesn't usually come together, Sandra. So I'd love you to touch on that for a moment, and then let's get into how we can tap into our spiritual power.
Well, thank you for that lovely introduction. And it's so funny because it is true. We usually think of spirituality as being soft and gentle. And I think everyone has like this fierce power inside them, and they just haven't tapped into it. And it's like just bringing out that power, that energy that everybody has within them, but they don't necessarily use, and they don't tap into it, and they're missing out on so much because there's so much available to them that they can. The resource, their spiritual power is a resource that they can tap into. So we'll talk a little bit about that on this class, and we'll go into it a little bit. And we'll talk about how we can use that aspect of ourselves, even if you're not spiritual, even if you've never done any meditation or anything like that, you can begin to use that side of yourself to tap into allowing and inviting more money into your life. So we're going to go through a little practice at the end where we'll start to connect with that energy of money. But what I want to talk about and what you're going to learn about is the nature of money, what money really is, and how to change your mindset around money, because we all think of it as this thing that's out there that we need to attain, that we need to get. And we're going to learn what money really is. And I'm going to explain to you also where money really comes from. And it might surprise a few people because we have all these preconceived ideas about money and where it comes from. So I'm going to go into that as well. So we might start with just looking at what money really is. And you can ask yourself this question. You can say to yourself, well, what do I think money is? And just see what comes up for you. What is money? What do you believe money to be? So I'll answer what I know my truth is around money and what I've discovered it to be. So when we think about it, we think about, you know, the paper bills, the metal coins. This is essentially what money is. And we also have money in the form of virtual transactions. So these days, a lot of us are doing online banking and there's money flying about the place, but there's no actual exchange of physical notes or anything like that. So what is money? If it's not the physical notes, if it's not something physical, what is it? So really, money is an exchange of energy. It's simply energy that we use as a form of exchange. And it just makes it easier for us to exchange that energy by saying, well, I'll give you this money in exchange for this, rather than having to, years ago when they used to barter or swap a pig for a cow or whatever it was, it just makes things so much easier. So when you think about energy, energy has frequency. Energy has a certain vibration to it. And the energy of money is similar. It has a certain frequency. Now, if you've never even thought about money in this way, don't worry, because everything around us, science has proved that everything, you know, has as its very nature, it's broken down into atoms, it's all just energy and motion, and it's the same with money. So when we look at it from the perspective of it being an energy source, then we can tap into that energy. And when we can tap into that energy, then we realize, okay, well, I can actually tune into the vibration of money and start tuning into the vibration of prosperity and allow more money to come into my life just by being in line with that frequency. So for people who haven't done this before, it might sound a little bit woo-woo, it might sound a little bit crazy, but bear with me because I assure you this works. It's worked for me in my life, in my business. It's worked for my clients, my students. And if you are a little bit skeptical, just give it a go, give it a try. What have you got to lose? So we know that money is a medium of exchange. We know that it's used for exchange, and we know that it's energy. So what I want to ask you another question is, what does money represent? So we know it represents energy, but there's more to it than that. It represents the value of things. So if you think about it, it represents the value of the product that you're buying or the service that you're investing in. And this is where it can get tricky because we all have different concepts about value. There's perceived value as opposed to actual value. And this can be really inconsistent because when you think about it, you can go into a shop and you can have a number of products which are essentially the same. If you think about when you go into the supermarket or the grocery store, and you can have a line of, I don't know, say bread, and they can range in price from very low to very high. And the packaging can be very different, but essentially it's the same product. And you may see the packaging that you like. It might be, you know, marketed as being higher end and more valuable. And maybe it is slightly better quality, but you could pay two or three times the amount for it. So there's this whole concept of perceived value. And it's the same with clothes, with, you know, higher end, like labels, designer labels, and all this type of thing. You're not necessarily getting something more. You're still getting a top or a t-shirt or whatever it is you're buying. But there's that perception because it has a label on it that it's worth more. Okay. So when we start to look at it in this way, we realize, okay, so I can see things from a different perspective based on how much value I think they're worth. And that goes for us as well. If you're a business owner or if you're an entrepreneur, then what you're selling, be it a product or a service, has a perceived value. So you have to ask yourself, well, what is that perceived value? And what am I giving that is being of value? And how can I offer more value through what I'm giving? So we want to just keep it very simple and know that, okay, yes, money is energy. Money has a purpose, it's change of energy, and there's a perceived value and an inherent value. And that can vary from person to person. One person may value something one way, another may value it a completely different way. So what I want is just to start people asking themselves these questions and realizing that we can change our mindset around money. We can start looking at it as a different frequency than maybe we had before, as a different entity, not just the actual bills or notes or your bank balance, that there is this energy behind it. and there is this value behind it. And when you start looking at it from that perspective, when you offer more value for whatever it is you're selling, then you can receive more money for the product or service that you're giving. So one thing that I notice that really, really holds people back is when they start putting all these other attributes on money, which basically aren't true. So some people might say money doesn't grow on trees, or money is a source of evil, or all these like myths that we've heard where we're growing up and, you know, it's either through society, through parents, through teachers, we hear all of these things. And when we start to look at it, if we take the one that money is the source of all evil, money itself isn't inherently good or bad. It just is. Money is as it is. It's just a form of energy. And I like to compare it to electricity. You would never hear somebody say that electricity is evil or the source of all evil, yet electricity is energy. So it's, and you know, electricity can be used for purposes where it can be used in, I don't know, taser guns or whatever it is that can be used for those purposes, just like money can be used for various purposes, but we don't see electricity in that way. So I want you to start disassociating from all of those perceptions, all of those myths that you might have built up, and just really looking at them for what they are. Are they actually true? Is it an absolute truth? Or is this just something you learned as you were growing up? Is it something that you've been told and you just adopted this idea and it became part of your truth? So when we start to question in this way, when we start to look at, well, are my beliefs really true? Are they serving me? And if they're serving you, great. If they're not serving you, then asking yourself, how can I start to change them? And that's where I really love to do this work, because we can work our butts off and we can do work all the hours that we have and think that if we work harder, we'll get more money. And that simply isn't true. So I'm going to save you a lot of effort, a lot of strain, and tell you that if you work on your mindset, if you work on your internal dialogue, if you work on your own energy, then you will save so much time and effort, because you can simply attune to the frequency of prosperity, to the frequency of money, and simply allow more to flow into your life. So really have a look at your beliefs, really start questioning what it is that you're believing. Is it true? Is it something that's serving you? And if they're not serving you, then just start looking at, okay, well, where did this originate? What's the source of this belief? What age was I when I first heard this or started thinking this? And what new belief can I replace this with? Because this is really important, because it's not like you can just let go of a belief in one instance and never think about it again. What happens is we have to replace an old negative belief with a new positive belief. So if you do think that you have to work hard to make lots of money, then think about, well, what's the positive opposite of that? What would be the other side of that? And the other side of it is, I can receive money through being at ease and through allowing it to flow into my life. And a lot of people might think, oh, well, that's just too good to be true. And yes, of course, there's always action, there's always stuff that you have to do, and there will be things that you will have to do in order to receive. But I would argue that most of us are working far too hard and far too long for not very much reward, and then wondering why we're exhausted, why we have so little energy, and why the bank balance isn't reflecting all of that energy that you're putting out. So there is an easier way. And if you don't believe there is, just try it. Try it for a few weeks, see how it fits, try it on. And if it works, brilliant. There's nothing to lose. So what we would look at is what the positive opposite is, as I said, of all those beliefs, and start writing those down, start taking note of any limiting beliefs. And what you'll find is there'll be a few beliefs that will be predominant, but then there'll be some beliefs that are in the background that you're not aware of. So you have to really search deep for those hidden beliefs that you're not even aware of. So it could be that you'll find yourself thinking, okay, money doesn't grow on trees, or I have to work hard to get paid. But then there might be like a hidden belief that it's just, there's not enough. And there is this like feeling or this belief in lack, but you don't really know because you've lived that way so long. So to allow money to flow into your life, you have to identify more with abundance, with prosperity, more than you're identifying with lack and with those feelings of not enoughness. So really allow yourself to just go within, and meditation is brilliant for this. And I have a meditation that you can go through that you'll start to unlock those limiting beliefs. But we're going to do a little bit of it on this class, where we'll start to kind of tune into that energy, and we'll start to just see what that feels like when you start tuning into it. And I know for myself, it was like I always would have had a good relationship with money growing up through the years, but it wasn't until I started working for myself that I realized there was some of these hidden beliefs that I didn't even know were there. And I had to work through those and identify those. So if you're in business, especially if you're an entrepreneur, it's so important to get clear about your money beliefs so that you can start to release the old limiting ones and make way for new positive beliefs to be embedded into your consciousness.
I love it. Can you share that little bit of tapping into your spiritual power you were going to share with us? Give us a little
bit. Of course. So what we'll do is just sitting for a moment, placing your hands in your lap and beginning to take a few deep breaths in and out and connecting with your body, connecting with your breath, and allowing yourself to breathe in deeply. And on the out breath, just relaxing, releasing, letting go. And another deep breath in. And again, on the out breath, relaxing even more. Feeling your body heavy on the chair, feeling your feet heavy on the ground. Allowing yourself to connect with that still, quiet center within. Letting go of any thoughts, any worries, any concerns, just for a few minutes. And inviting the peace that's inside you to come forward even more. Inviting it to swell up within you. Inviting it to grow, to expand. And just connecting with that feeling. So we're going to begin to tune into the vibration of prosperity. Tuning into the vibration of prosperity consciousness and getting a feeling of what that really feels like. So if you're visual, you can begin to imagine that you're standing within a column of light. Imagine this light coming down from the heavens and completely surrounding your body. And this is connecting you to the source of all. So the source of the vibration, the energy of money, of prosperity, you're going to begin to download this energy into your being, into your body, into your mind, into your spirit. And you can visualize this as if seeing like energy just flowing down through this column of light. I like to see it like, it's almost like a blue or pink light that starts flowing down. For money, you might like to see it as a golden light just streaming down towards your body. And as it reaches your body, you begin to download this energy of prosperity into your energy field, into your body. And I want you to start breathing it into you, to start drinking it up. Allow yourself to connect deeply with this frequency and just asking yourself, what does this feel like? And seeing this golden light just raining down on you, this abundance of golden, vibrant, beautiful energy of prosperity, filling up your being, filling up your body, filling up your mind, filling up your soul, and allowing yourself to receive, being open to receiving. And as you receive this, feel that energy of prosperity, that energy of abundance, that energy of plenty, that energy of wealth vibrating inside you. And feel the tingles, the sensation of that energy and how it feels. And just inviting it to come into your energy field even more now, opening up even more to this energy, this frequency of prosperity. And breathing it in, filling you up, and just sitting with it for a moment, relishing it, enjoying this experience of abundance, of prosperity, of wealth, and feeling gratitude for your energy vibrating at this frequency, letting go of anything that no longer serves you, any lack consciousness, any poverty consciousness, anything that you've been holding on to that hasn't been serving your highest good. And then when you're ready, just visualizing yourself surrounded by this golden light, almost like a sphere of light. Imagine it's like an egg that you're sitting in, and this outer shell of gold begins to just solidify, and see yourself encapsulated in this golden sphere of light. And then taking a deep breath in and out, beginning to reconnect with your body, gently moving your fingers, your toes, and opening your eyes when you're ready. So it's as simple as that. It's just connecting with that frequency, drinking it in, and just sitting with it. And you may think, you may have felt it on a really visceral level. You may think, well, I didn't really feel anything, but don't worry, it's still working. And the more you do that, the more you will benefit from it. And you will find that your energy, your frequency starts to change, and you'll just start receiving unexpected money into your life, unexpected prosperity, and things will start flowing so much better for you.
Oh, I love it. I'm feeling good already. It's like, ooh, I keep hearing about the sphere. I'm going to expand my sphere, and now it's going to be filled with gold. I love it.
Yes, that's exactly it.
So I know you have a free gift for our audience today, and it sounds amazing. And it sounds like something I'm familiar with. It might be the meditation that I've been listening to that actually brought me to invite you here. It's very possible. It's the guided meditation with the angels to release money blocks. So let's tell me a moment about that, and y'all will have the link in your email.
Yes. So it's allowing yourself to release those money blocks and just going in, connecting with the angels, connecting with the angels of prosperity, the angels of financial affairs. And a little bit like what we did, but it is about 40 minutes of connecting, releasing all those old beliefs and bringing in the new energy, those new positive beliefs. And it is so, so powerful. I know there's been tremendous results from people who have tried this. It's usually something that I offer for sale as one of the products that I sell, but I'm offering it to the audience tonight for free. So I hope that they enjoy it.
It's incredibly generous. And I love what you said about money as energy, because that's, Sharina talks about that all the time. So it's so in alignment. Like, you get to think that money is energy, which means there's always enough. So perfect. I love it. Thank you so much for taking the time with me today, Sandra. I know I'm going to go do my guided meditation with the angels to release any money blocks I have, get back into that practice again. And to all of you watching, make sure you download. The link is in your email. And thank you for taking the time to spend with Sandra and I today and get into that feeling of prosperity. The angels are there to help you. All right. Thank you so much. And I will be back in your inbox tomorrow with Sharina giving you more amazing experts in the Money Flow Mastery series.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.